Blog Talk Radio.
In order to be free, you have to know the truth. Pastor Lionel Gant seeks to use the truth of God's word to help stop the tide of violence and mass incarceration used to enslave people all across this nation. Now, the word of truth by Pastor Lionel Gant.
I am looking for freedom. Looking for freedom. And it's finding
Glory to God, glory to God. This is Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Father God, we thank you for this Sabbath day, another day that you have made, that you have glorified. And we're asking, oh Heavenly Father, that you take this radio broadcast and scatter it throughout the world. Touch the ears of the listeners, the ears of the hearers, those that need to hear this word today, dear Heavenly Father. Let them research, let them find it, let them come across it by ways of the internet. And Father God, we give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. Father God, we give you all the praise. In the name of Yahshua, your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Y'all, this is the whole truth, nothing but the truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you. Yep. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and a lot has gone on. A lot of things have happened. I'm waiting on some of my callers to call in, and we'll see how we can get things tied together here. But when we first started this ministry, I was with this Southern Christian Leadership Conference with Cobb County SDLC, a big history that we've had for many years. We worked the SDLC Stop the Violence and Incarceration campaign. And we have a great history with that. A lot of things were accomplished. We saw the Stop the Violence and Incarceration campaign go nationwide. We hosted events in Chicago, hosted events in through my brother Greer. We hosted events in Miami through my sisters and brothers that were in Miami. And we hosted events in Florida, Georgia. God was tremendous in his moving and in his power. And what we're asking for right now, we're looking at the same thing. We're looking at the senseless deaths of our people. And we know that there's a war that's out against us right now. And yes, I'm waiting on my callers to call in. We know that they're targeting our DNA, even in the food that they're producing, the food that we're buying from the supermarket is targeting our DNA to stop us from producing, to stop us from existence. I've went over things with you. I told you about the rat project and how it was a 40-year project designed to create instability in Black America, in our families. And now that the truth has came out, now they know who we are. They know that we are the children of the Most High God. They know that we are the children of Israel. They know that that whole Bible that we're reading, that Bible is about us. That whole Bible is talking about us. And so we have got to wake up, America. We've got to wake up to realize that this thing is bigger than you, that this thing is real. Okay. They are saying that some 1,700 girls were missing here in the metro Atlanta area, or I don't know how far they're talking about the Georgia area, but young people to be missing and nobody's saying nothing, nobody's doing anything about it. And we know that they are not being traded for sex, but these people are being traded for their body parts. Because people want longevity, people want long life. They are taking our body parts so that they can extend their life force. And this is a all-out war against us. When we're talking about slavery, we're talking about human trafficking in a way that should never happen. When they brought us over on those ships, there were already Indian nations here that spoke the Hebrew language. Black people were already here in the Americas. Black people were already here, and I wanted to get my brother Cedric on the line so that we could talk about that because we were already here. And that was a form of human trafficking to put them on the ship, an act of war to bring them over here and then to enslave them, to forbid them to speak their language. Why? Because their language was Hebrew. This is how serious this thing is. This is how deep this thing runs. And the whole world has been deceived by the 1948 act of moving the nation that calls themselves Israel into the promised land. But the Bible said that we would be in a strange land. The real Hebrew Israelites, we would be in a strange land. We would be enslaved and impoverished and abused in a strange nation, a nation that we had never seen before, but that our land would be inhabited by an imposter. And we see the Bible fulfilling itself right before our eyes, and now the truth is coming out. All right, y'all, this is The Whole Truth, Nothing But The Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And I was waiting on my callers to get in here so that we could get the conversation going. And we want to bless you by giving you knowledge. You know, you see, knowledge is power. And once your eyes are open, that's all I want to achieve. I want you to open your eyes, and then once you research what I'm talking about, once you look into what I'm talking about, you know, that will be, you know, you will understand exactly where I'm coming from. You will understand exactly where we are as a nation of people. And once again, this is The Whole Truth, Nothing But The Truth radio broadcast. And we've been telling you these things. You know, the internet is booming now with a whole lot of information. But if you go back to our broadcast, if you go back, to our broadcast from 2017 on up, you will see that we were already talking about these things. We were already pushing these things out. If you go back and look at the SCLC Stop the Violence and Incarceration campaign, you will find out that we've been covering these things, that we've been preaching and teaching the nation about these things. And now they're coming to light. All right, y'all, this is The Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. All right, let me see if I can get my callers on the line. I was expecting them to call me, and I haven't gotten them to tune in yet. Let me see. How do we do this? Okay, here we go. Add call. Recent. All right, y'all. This is The Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. I was trying to get Elaine Riddick on the line, and we somehow got disconnected. So let us go ahead on into our broadcast. Well, let us pray. Let us pray. We prayed at the opening of the show. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are coming to you right now out of the book of Joel. And we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to open up the eyes and the ears of our understanding, that we may know your will, know your desire, know your purpose in our life. And Father God, we thank you for everything that you've done in our life, for everything that you have brought us through. And we're asking right now, dear Heavenly Father, that you begin to do a new thing in our families, in our communities. And Father God, organize us as a people, as one nation. Father God, as we're building the cities of refuge, we're asking that you give us the land, give us the knowledge, give us the ability to build these cities of refuge, that we may save your people from destruction. And Lord God, we give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. Lord God, we give you all the praise. In the name of Yeshua, your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God. All right. Y'all, God has tasked me to build cities of refuge. Why? Because the economy is going to be so bad. The times are going to be so hard that the only way that people are going to survive is through by unity. And we are going to build cities of refuge, safe places for God's people to dwell, where we grow our own food, where we have our own water supply, where we have our own cities, where we build these cities of refuge, safe places for the children of God to live. Yes, you may continue your job working on your job on the outside in the world every day. But when you come home, you're coming home to the cities of refuge where the economic system that we're living under, all the houses are owned by the people. All the dwelling places, you don't have to worry about that. We're taking care of all that. We're providing for our own shelter. We're providing for our own food, our own feeding as one community. We're all living together in the cities of refuge, safe places for the children of God to dwell, where we don't have to, where we won't be affected by the falling economies. America, as you know, it is not going to be as it is today. America is going to suffer loss. Countries around the world are going to fall. Things are the Antichrist and the things that are getting ready to happen now. You're going to see a whole new entity. You're going to see a whole new world, as opposed to what you're seeing today. So the first thing what we're going to do is build the cities of refuge, the safe places for the children of God to dwell. And this is going to be a community where we're going to have all things common, where we're going to work together, where we're going to eat together, we're going to fellowship together, we're going to protect ourselves, have security together to be able to ward off the wickedness and the evilness that's going to take place. So you heard it from me. You heard it from me years ago. I told you that we have to build the cities of refuge, and it's time for us to start building those cities of refuge because we see what's getting ready to happen right before our eyes. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And the next thing that we're going to have to work on is us coming together in unity as one nation of people. Then we're going to start taking up our offerings, taking up our taxes, taking up our funding, whether we can invest in our own economy. Well, we're going to build our economy from the people up. And I've been preaching this for a long time, that we have to build our economy from the people up. So that means that if we got 6 million people that's joined with us, I mean, if we take up $100 from each one of those 6 million people, then that's our economy. That's the economy we use to build our houses. That's the economy we use to create our own welfare support system. That's the economy that we use to support our people every day. And if we can continue in that light, that's more than enough money, more than enough income to survive us. If we're just talking about 1 million people, you know, at that amount, we're able to sustain our own life and sustain our own income, and we're able to combat the things that are getting ready to happen. Because this world economy, as you see it, everything that you see that's happening now, all of that is going to fail. That's getting ready to fail. That's getting ready to fall very soon. And you're going to see the outcome of that. But right now, what we have to do, we have to come together as the body of Christ. We have to come together as God's people. And the Bible has given us example after example of how we should live. All right. And I'm in the book of Job, and I'm reading to you. I read to you this last week. I'm going to read to you again, where it says in Job, the third chapter, and I'm reading at the 14th verse, where it says, multitudes are in the valley of decision. Multitudes of people, y'all, are in the valley of decision. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. They're going to work every day. They're playing the game. They're doing what they have to do. But still, there is no successful outcome. The only thing they're doing is just abiding. They're just making it from house to house, from day to day and from week to week. But there's no real light. There's no real way out. And it said, the word of God says in the 14th verse of Job, the third chapter, it says multitudes are in the valley of decision. All right, this is my brother Ibrahim calling in. Let's get him on the line. Hold on just a second. All right, my brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. I hear you, sir.
Okay. We're on the line right now. And I'm live. I'm in the book of Job. And so I'm reading at the 14th verse. So let me finish my reading and then I'll introduce you.
Okay.
In the book of Job, the third chapter, it says, 14th verse, it says, multitudes are in the valley of decision. These people don't know where to go, what to do. They played the game. They did everything that they thought was right. But multitudes of people are in the valley of decision. They don't know what's going on. It says, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and moon will grow dark, and the stars will diminish their brightness. The Lord also will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and the earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter. Do you hear what I'm saying? But the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of his children Israel. This is the reading of the word of God coming out of the book of Job, the third chapter, the 14th through the 16th verse. God add a blessing to the reading of his word, because this is where we are today. My brother, we were just talking about, the situation that people are in today. We got people out here murdering folks. We got people out here doing all sorts of crazy things. And I just wanted to hear your take on it. Introduce yourself and let them know who you are. And then we'll go to what we were talking about earlier about the human trafficking and all the things that are going on in the world today.
Okay. Well, thank you for inviting me.
I can't hardly hear you.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. You hear me now? Let me turn it up a little bit more. Okay. Thank you for inviting me. This is Ibrahim Musa Saw, and I think your words are timely because, you know, what we don't look at is the chaos that's going on. Nobody, the loss of identity, the loss of yourself, the loss of who. And everybody's so individual inclined, and it thinks about them. And, you know, it's just the greed and longingness to live, to be immortal.
Uh-huh.
And I know, be immortal, because, you know, we talked about one time, and we talked and recently about that some of these people are possibly are being kidnapped or stolen, not for just sexual crimes. So many people that you can have for sexual crimes that they would appear eventually somewhere. And at the same time, but if you're using them for organs or some birthing center to come with these genetic abnormalities and genetic things that women produce, the amino sacs, then you can see a need for that kind of thing if you believe in that being immortal and being free of disease and sickness and live forever.
The human, when we look at human trafficking, I'm looking at the body part. You know, one liver, one spleen, one lung, you know, what that could sell for on the black market is far more than they're getting out of the sexual exports of human trafficking. Go ahead, my brother.
You know, and just to build upon that, you know, that would that was true. That was probably state of the art in the 90s and early 2000s. But, you know, we were talking about earlier, you remember when was Bush Senior, I mean Bush Junior, when he was against genetic research and the use of genetic material. For instance, just a quick instance, the egg and the sperm, once they become united, they create these, start creating a genetic cells. And these things can be, they're the same thing, but they're morphing into different things. Like some of these cells will become your brain, some will become your heart, and on, in different parts of your body. Even though they're exactly the same, they can multiply. And I know during the coronavirus, a lot of people were arguing about what is recombinant DNA and everything. This is the way that you take a DNA and you design it to combat like a disease. You went, you know, usually you take a virus or something like that and you morph it and everything, and then it becomes inert or it kills itself or wears out. But now they've found a way to turn cancer and all these different cells into an enemy against itself. Instead of poisoning you with poison that kills cells, then these cells are specific because they're designed to kill the specific cell, the cancer cell, and other diseases. Also, you can build upon them. You know, they've actually made certain organs out of cells. Skin, for instance, is one of the main things they do now. For skin graft, instead of taking skin, you take skin off something else, but they can make their own cell for skin graft, cost a little bit more, to replace the skin that you have with exactly your skin. It wouldn't be anybody else's skin. And I know years ago we used to talk.
Okay, but how did this affect with the war that we're in right now with Black America?
Okay. Now. Let's just like a cow.
Some things that are designed to target our DNA.
You know why that's impossible to target a whole living cell DNA? You can maybe morph and change some things, but, you know, when you target stuff like that, just like people saying with different diseases and stuff, I know one time I heard that Israel was trying to do that to eliminate the Arabs around them. But then they found out all these DNAs are the same. We're all messed in. I mean, from a wellspring of people. There's more divisions, there's more genetic variation between black people and people of color than it is of black people and white. And because we all have the same basic DNA. We have strands.
They all come from us.
You know, I would even go to say without us, then eventually the whole human genome would fail the people that remain. If they actually got rid of, somehow get rid of all the black people and we no longer contribute to the gene pool, and they got to get rid of all people of color, and then eventually, you know, the genetic makeup they had, it wouldn't be viable anymore. It'll still be the same thing, and they had to keep reproducing the same thing. And as your body produces these cells, when you're young, your body is growing. Every 7 years, you know, you're reproducing the cells and they're perfect copies and they're better copies until you get to the point, start retrogressing. You're still producing cells, but they're not as good, they're not as effective, right? And eventually you weaken, you get old, your whole body, your skin start wearing down. These are signs that your reproductional cells are starting to morph into a more inefficient disease cells or less cells. First thing you see is your skin, you know, it's not being replaced enough. So imagine like we do cows and stuff, like you have veal, or you want to impregnate a calf, or you want to grow a calf or a monkey or whatever, like they did Dolly, the sheep and everything. So you take these cells, right? Now you impregnate a woman, right, a young woman, and as soon as the egg is fertilized and start producing, you remove that. Or you make it till she get in a certain state, you remove that. And then you got a possibilities. You got a sack of possibilities. You can take all these cells and make any other thing, or copy them, or genetically manipulate them to produce what you want to do. You know, they talked about this years ago. People stopped. I don't know if people still doing it, but they're talking about let's say you want your child to be a certain health, so you got certain family things you want to eradicate. That's why I got 23andMe and stuff like that. You want your child to have blue eye and blonde hair. Well, that's what skin color is, blonde hair, and maybe a little tan, which is impossible in the real world because that indicates a recessive gene that where your skin will be whiter. You know, you'll be pale, and the sun will bother you. Well, if you add a little this, a little that, you know, then all of a sudden you come up with a blonde-haired, blue-eyed person that has a perfect permanent tan, you know, that is healthy and have all the benefits of all the different cells and genetic strains that has been produced over these millennia. You see? So if you can look at it like that, like these birth centers would become a place where you could harvest and then manipulate these things to produce the exact thing that you want, the Superman.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing in the negative. Okay, I did a program. I've done this several times about the Ant Project, about the, you know, the develop these ants and put them inside. I mean, the Rat Project. Not ant, the Rat Project, where they put the white rats inside there and they did the whole study on that. And this was the basis for the project that we saw happen back in the day. It was actually an organized project that they did by building the projects across America to follow after the Rat Project, and it was designed to destabilize our families and to stop us from breeding and to stop us from producing as we should. Everything that they've been doing has been designed to stop us from producing.
Not stop us from producing. No, you need to produce, right? They're not trying to stop producing. They're just trying to copy all the strands, right? So if you stop producing and new development of the strands to create, then you would actually kill the thing. It's like a growing tree. If you try to keep taking away different parts of the tree, or like taking sap out of the tree, and you overdo it, right, then you won't have the thing. Or if you start manipulating, like they grow these seeds.
No, bro. They are deliberately trying to kill us.
They're not trying to kill us.
They're trying to wipe us out as a nation of people.
They're trying to wipe us out, like as far as the identification of us, or even to have us assimilate into a culture, right? Where the standard culture they want right now is white, but that's not a viable thing. They still need the DNA. That's what I'm trying to say. Forget just the skin color, the essence of us, the DNA. If they wipe that out, they wipe themselves out because you can go so long with common DNA. They say it's infinitesimal, but there's nothing infinitesimal, you know. So they need different strands of DNA to keep introducing into the body of DNA, just like you see all these variation of people. This is a concept that happened, you know, that God gave us to keep reproducing and spread and strand. So now you don't need the actual body of a person. All you need is their DNA. And they have vaults of DNA with plants and seeds and everything stored up somewhere up in North Pole. Now just imagine this, right? So you forget your skin color.
Well, let's talk about the popularity of Donald Trump, who's bringing out this white right stuff. That, I mean, they are literally falling for this stuff. And then you got black people that are out here voting for him too.
Well, let's just say that's kind of like apples and oranges. Both of them fruit, right? But the difference is that the people that are following him, they're no more than cows or sheep. That's all they are. They're a product of, you know, just like the wolf leading the sheep pack to an area where they can consume the sheep. They have a use. The only use they have is like cannon fodder to bring noise and to give people voices they didn't have. Imagine, just like me and you, we're both young men. I'm to the right of conservative, right? Now, when I hear Trump thing, you know, you're talking about the men. All they hearing, a lot of men hearing, is we don't have to go along with what them way left people, the women saying. That's all they hear. That's all they want to hear. Oh, Biden this, pedophiles and this. So then they're among them, they get so crazed about this. You're crazing the masses, right? You're inciting things. You create an enemy. You get everybody riled up again, just like during the Bush administration. You riled up again all the air. They want to kill Muslims and everything. They're still talking about that. But that wasn't the problem. You know, the problem was the seed that was laid out by those before us in America to create all this tension over there, this confusion over there, and in England. No, everybody knows that. But we don't look at history just like the Israeli war. If we were to ignore the history from 1948 or 1900 to today, then, you know, all that gothic group.
Yeah, I was talking about that at the beginning of the show before you came in.
Okay. Well, see, if you ignore that, then you don't have any basis to predicate that these are animals killing people. And if you look at them, and the people that they're killing, the people they're killing are more like us. They're variations of us. And they don't show you in American news, but if you go to BBC, Al Jazeera, some other news program out of the 200 some countries in the UN, which are overwhelming majority against and want to research and see if there's genocide being created by Israel. You know, you can see it on TV. You could even see it in some of the IBF postings and everything where they're killing babies, they're raping, whatever they're doing, what they want. But that's Israel's problem in the future. Can you imagine soldiers like we had from the Vietnam War or in the latest wars over in the Gulf and everything? Look how they come back. They're killing each other. They're killing their wives. They're killing their families, right? They're being tested for all different things. You know,
I was talking to another young lady the other day, and we were discussing that. We never used to see black men, you know, young black men killing their children, killing their lady, you know, and then trying to kill themselves. We never used to see that. Now all of a sudden, I don't understand why these young men are capturing and killing these young girls. Why do you think that's taking place in the black community now?
Okay, the same reason. You see women killing their children and killing their husbands. Let's see. This is how you keep division and chaos. You know, because they'll focus on one thing. They'll show you one thing on TV, right? You know, they'll show us killing each other, like in Atlanta.
Where this mindset coming from?
Oh, well, it's the evil itself, right? That's the only power the devil has. There's no real physical power. He has confusion and people thinking that they're doing something right and they think they're doing something good and they be creating evil. You know, you can have people right here in this country. They can be Muslim, they can be Christians, they can be Jews and everything. They'll look at a situation and Americanized, only just getting inundated by CNN, Fox News and all these other things, NBC and NBC.
That goes back to my subject in the book of Job, third chapter, 14th verse. It said, multitudes are in the valley of decision. What is going on?
Exactly. You know, like you're being led into slaughter, right? You know, and then, but like I was saying, we're kind of moving ahead and moving back. Right where you're saying on that, you see what's going on, right? You see how people are able to rile up, just like the gun stocks, just like you hear the most of the Supreme Court justice. Clearly, they're not looking for the benefit of the people. You hear most of the Republican Party now. I don't know if all of them, when they come out, they either come out or they silently agree. Everything. Did you see the pictures of these McConnell and them? Right after the January 6th, they declined Trump. Said that was horrible what he did. They wouldn't vote for him when he was in the against him in the Senate and the Congress, but they voted for him in the Senate, but they voted against him in the Congress. And then now with all these charges, and these are a lot more charges, and they're still forwarding all this, and even the Supreme Court and justices that was placed in there. So you can really see that there's no conspiracy here. You know, they try to make up everything about this, but you can really see how insidious and how, like an octopus, how many fingers and hands is all in the employee, the federal employees and people voted in office. And how could they say, and they sound so stupid and ignorant. Years ago, man, they would be laughed off everything and pushed out the Congress and the Senate for the stupidity, not even the horrible of what they're talking about, you know, and then manipulate. They take the Constitution, and say, oh, we're going to do away with that, you know, and they say, well, when I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. That person, you know, if that's a me, you, or any other poor or middle class or working class person, you know, go to jail. People are going to jail right now and doing some serious time for the same thing that Trump's saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And say that, right? And protest. Now you can't even protest. Even the people on the right and left don't want to see people out there protesting, right? And you know, some of the people that was involved in the movement, you know, you know, they don't even want to see. They take a protest like the students and people protesting against the war over there in Palestine, and they try to make them look like, oh no, they just ain't the students and they shouldn't be doing this because they were sent to go to school. I hear foreigners say that. Well, the children come over here from China and all these places to go to school. They ain't got no business protesting, right? Well, that's wrong. We know what happened to Vietnam War. How we protested. Martin Luther King was a Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
But you have Reverend, like Reverend L. Sharpton, somehow that kind of misses him. Or he talking about that he's talking against the protests. You know what I mean? But you know the fact. You know how that goes, right? We did that in the day. You know, there was no asking for us to walk down the street to protest a vicious racial action, to be on one side of the road, to do this, that, everything, you know. But people don't want to hear that. People don't even protest correctly, but they don't want to hear that. All they want you to do is sit down, shut up, and let me enjoy my life, you know, until something happens.
Okay. You had mentioned to me earlier about something that specifically happened here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Could you share some of those things with us, what happened here in Atlanta?
Yeah.
We're talking about us killing us.
That was a horrible thing in the bus. Now, I don't know how everything went down, but here it goes, right? There was a guy on the bus. I don't know. He had a gun on him. He got a guy arguing with this guy who was mentally ill on the bus. The guy took his gun and shot him. He was a grandfather. He was known a person that stopped disputes and tried to help people out, right, the guy that got killed. Now, why the guy killed him, we don't know. It was defense or self-defense. That was the actual altercation. But then he got up. And he put a gun to the bus driver's head and made him drive all the way up from downtown all the way up into Gwinnett and then back down to Decatur, where they stopped the bus, and then they were able to arrest him, right? But this family saying this guy has mental illness. Now, that was one thing. You know, he only killed one person, thank God. Then the other guy, this guy's mentally ill for some reason. They say the restaurant people called the police to get him out because they told him to leave. He was just acting weird, but he wasn't, like, doing anything as far as they said to disturb anybody. He was just acting weird, and they felt unconscious about it. So you know what happens, right? And they call the police in. It turns a whole new thing. Now, I think they said or saw the guy had a gun in his belt, but he didn't reach for it, and the police didn't operate with it. So I don't know if that was really a gun at first, but that's what they were trying to show. But anyway, so the police went in there. And they start trying to arrest him and everything, but you got two or three different police hollering different commands. They're pushing him around, so he get pushed down. They start hitting him with these stun guns, right? I mean, they hit him a bunch of times. The guy, for some kind of reason, he didn't settle down. He got up and started running, and then all of a sudden he was tackled, and you seen a gun in his hand. He's trying to go out the door, run out the door. So then he was tackled. They say that he shot a guard in the leg. He fell down. And then he got shot like 10 times. He was like, pow, pow, pow. And it stopped. Pow, pow, pow. It wasn't enough just to kill the man or to subdue him. They wanted to just eliminate him. It was a clear thing. And that happened too much. You know, it's just overwhelming. And then I remember other things. They could actually mass murder white guys like the one in Charleston, which that was a historic thing at the time. Charleston, he killed all these people in his church and everything. They get him. He don't get injured. He don't get banged up. You know, shoot him or nothing like that. They take him to Burger King. You know, he sit there and eat. Then they bring him out there to take him in. So the cameras look at him and then they arrest him. You know what happens when you just get a Spanish guy or a black guy or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it was going to happen, right? You know, or the guy that killed all them people at the massage parlors in Atlanta, right? And mm-hmm. up there. And guess what, you know? Hey, he didn't have a scratch on him.
So you see there's a different standard. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, and where they have a chance of getting arrested. But mm-hmm. you and I, we have a better chance of being shot or killed.
And you know, and release, right? Look what they got. Some of the guys generally love. They got some time, but they didn't get what, some 3 or 4 or 5 years or months? You know, and that was actually something that could, that's an offense, as far as I know, could be punishable by death. You know what I mean? And some serious time. But these people got, you know, wrist slaps, you know. And then, well, look one thing that Trump did. Let me show you what I'm talking about. You remember that time that there were people out there protesting, peacefully in the park. They were just sitting around protesting. So then he wanted to come out and read the Bible and show he's a man of law and order and everything. They started shooting gas at the people and beating them and pushing them back and everything. And he proudly walked up to this church holding up a Bible and it was upside down. And then people forget that. They talk, you know, and every time you talk to a person about Trump or Trumper, right, you know, they can't ask you, what did Trump do? Well, Trump, and then it might tell lies. Say, well, he did the economy. Well, that's a lie. He got the economy in a real big trouble. The coronavirus. They said, well, Biden. No, it had nothing to do with Biden. It was him, Obama. No, it wasn't Obama. It was Biden. I mean, it wasn't Obama. It was Trump during his administration. He's the one that came up with the cures and everything. He's the one that did a lot of stuff. They try to blame Fauci, right? It wasn't Fauci. Was working for him. Fauci said what he thought as they were developing. He was pushed to keep telling people things, but it has to develop. You have to go to a stage to understand what you got, understand more about it before you come up with a vaccine. And then, you know, lightning speed on that. At the same time, you know, he started giving out money for popularity, like buying a vote, you know, and that was coming out the coffers. Then he lowered the tax prices on the wealthy. It stayed the same or even raised up on the poor and the working class, right? You got to understand, the working mm-hmm. class is what drives this country, right? Those are the ones that make things. And then the only jobs he opened up was like jobs and service industries. Now you flash to Biden here now. I'm talking about real time now, right? All these jobs come up, and then he stopped letting jobs be shipped overseas and demanded they be through things like the chip for the auto manufacturing stuff because there was a shortage of them and everything else, right? And then everything else happened with the shutdown of the trails coming in, the buildup of all the containers all over the world and here in America. You know, wasn't nobody to haul them or ship them. People were sick and everything. But we don't talk about that now. Oh, look what Biden did. We had to wear the mask. That was so bad, but you know what? That was a good idea, I think. Still a good idea. Shutting down things, that these diseases are so violent, I think that made sense to me. But, hey, I'm just a person, you know. And I went through my thing with it. But in saying all that, right, That's what the cause is coming to be so high now is greed, you know, because they didn't lower the prices when, you know, it's supposed to go the way it's supposed to go is like a supply and demand. If there's a crease in the demand, and
okay.
You got to.
Well, what do you see Black America? What do we need to do to
mm-hmm.
come out of this? We're going to give in a solution on this broadcast today.
Okay.
Where should we go?
Okay. Start acting like adults. Prepare. Be ready. You know, you expect the best. You know, you got your comfort world. You got your big screen TV. You got your beautiful car. You got your big old home that you can't afford. But what if? What if something does happen? What if a natural disaster, which is common now in America, some serious natural disaster?
They're definitely trying to wipe us out.
Well, hold on now. We're talking about what we can do. So I like to take responsibility, right? We can start, like, you know, growing. Maybe start building underground. We can start using different means of provide energy, like our own ways. We can start recycling like we need to do. We can reduce the footprint of and create energy ourselves for ourselves or our community. It don't have to be just for Black folk. If you got a community, Black and white, or you got that's your community. But protect yourself. Build yourself where you don't have to rely on this government or this economy when things go scrap. Because right now, We don't know, but after November, it's going to be a big story told here.
Yeah, I think we have to start at our people, at the person that's right where that's
next
right
to you.
Beside
yeah.
us. Yeah.
Yeah, live next to you. Yeah, we get back to that, knowing your neighbors.
And I talked
yeah,
about
the neighbors working
you came
together.
On, before you came on, mm-hmm. I told them the thing that I'm going to be doing as far as building cities of refuge, you know, where we have our own land, where we have our own water supply, where we have our own electricity.
Yeah, infrastructure. Our infrastructure that's totally independent. It's totally
right.
independent of government and society. Totally independent. You're right. That's what we need, right? And see, because right now, I want to go move back to downtown Atlanta, but I'm thinking based on every scenario I can come up with, city is the wrong place for me to go. But we still have, see, now we have people that are homeless, right? But they need medical care, right? And then there was the Panthers and other groups started with this free medical care. They need food, but you know, giving people food, it's like giving a fish, you fed them, but you fed a man, but a day you teach them how to fish, you fed them a lifetime. But to get back mm-hmm. to the basics, you know, we know it's like to understand how to raise, have fish farms or to have clear water for fish. Some places, water, the table water underground is disappearing. Right here in Georgia, we have abundance of it. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
we're not using it for, you know, it's used for commercial reasons or to build all these million condo to put in millions of people. You got to come jobs. You got fresh water. The water pipes are busting because they old infrastructure, like Biden was saying, infrastructure. So even if we use this, if we're going to talk about black people, what we need, you know, what has always been said, but people take it as some type of racist, say, you might go for American government. Listen. You want to make sure, you want to co-op, you want to get your expenses under control, that when you eat and we buy collectively, we know it's going to be cheaper. If we buy purchase gas or electricity, or we make our own electricity and gas, which is not the hardest thing now because there's so many examples how you can do that, right?
Do you see how they're advertising these solar generators and these generators to create their own power? They are getting ready for something.
I would say that, but that's a way to make money, because like the wind power, those big turbines they built.
I'm talking about about how they all these things that they're buying for their house right now, just like when they started buying water.
Yeah.
When I noticed when I was going around on my janitorial business
mm-hmm.
to all the white people houses I was doing, you know, they had water fountains. They were buying water.
Yeah, buying big bottles of water. That should be a
That's
thing.
Right.
It still is.
Because they knew what was going on. They knew what was getting ready to happen.
Well, it's always, you know what?
Now they're making these generators. Well, now they're creating their own electricity.
Right.
Now they're making sure their house can run independently of the power system that's out here, because something is getting ready to happen.
Well, it's always getting ready, because we lead to a crash. Any civilization in history, civilizations, right? When a civilization reaches a peak, it starts decline. You know what I mean? And we've seen this. We've seen this sort of in our lifetime. We've seen the growth, and we've seen the decline. You know, in some civilizations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we replaced Britain as being the world power. We've seen Russia go into its peak and it's climbing, but now it's up again in a sense that we don't want to see it up in autocracy. And we see now a country's developing towards autocracy, that autocracy, ethnocracy, like we've seen what's happened over there in Israel, ethnocracy, there where you have one group of people. It wouldn't be nothing to have one government if it represent all the people. You know, in that government, irregardless. But when you have an ethnocracy, you don't want other people other than your ethnic group, your white people, to have control over that area as opposed to anybody else. You know, and then we say autocracy, right? In our democracy, we have a democracy, but we have lent more towards autocracy over the years, where you have these group of people. Now it's all based on the individual. Even though he doesn't have all the power, he can do everything by himself. But when they focus all the energy on one human being, that is power. You don't need, you know, people say money, money, money. Look here, without money, with all the people that support him, the way they support him, the people around him support him, with that amount of power, He can do what he do what he wants. He could even change the currency. Somebody comes to the United States.
We're down to our last minute.
Okay. Well, blessing.
Okay. All right, y'all. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. And definitely with the world that we see it in now, especially when we're looking at China, we're looking at countries like Russia, they are in our country participating. They are in Panama. They're in Central America. They are all over. And they're making their presence in Africa, in different places. And it's time for us to wake up as a nation of people to realize that we are all one, from South America, from South Africa, from South Africa to you know, everywhere in Africa, we are one. Everywhere in Central America, we are one. Everywhere in South America, we are one. And it's time for us to come together, my people. It's time for us to come together as one nation of people. All right, do you have any closing words for the people? And we're getting ready to go out.
Yeah, just like you said, well, don't knock the Chinese. We should be doing the same thing Chinese. And then if we want unity, we should make unity. We should be able to do things for our people what a government or people do. So we start doing that.
It's time for us to come together.
Yeah. Well, it's time to start doing things. People like me and you need to do and represent. Then people will follow. Yeah, that's how you get unity. You can holler unity all the time. You're going to get it. You know, it's not come by y'all moment. But if you can offer jobs, support, or different or future, these people can do, your people can do, or you can do in conjunction with people, people will follow.
Okay.
The good day will come.
This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. I want to thank my brother Ibrahim for coming on with us today. And look, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth. Peace and blessings.